they want to get that Shakaya to my brother, Rabbi Bergman. I'll say the same thing we said last year. Other than the Rav, the only speaker who has been here for every single summer title since we got back, and other than another one who was back, the only one that was asked back every single summer.
Thank you for that introduction, roommates. Okay. On my side, the subject we're going to speak about tonight is a extremely important subject. I have to say that every year when I come here to say this year, I admire the oil here for the amazing perseverance of living on Torah throughout the summer, and it's something which is very, very, very special. So Avrumi called me a couple of weeks ago, and Avrumi said, "Can you possibly say a shir?" I said, "What should I say a shir on?" And he always has these very interesting topics. And he said that here in the Beis Medrash we have some fabulous falkers. He said, we actually two of them are here by the shir. Actually, should we say two? There's a third falker here too. And probably right away when he said to me, speak about if the balkayer makes a mistake, if you should correct him or not, probably right away became a very big kamasachim, and he pulled out the mishabura and he read to me this whole shtickel, how the people around the bima, the madrega of Moshe Rabbeinu and HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and right away, immediately, he knew the simon, the maramakim, which was amazing. And within a moment, he said, "You should know if you're chaylik on a gaba, you're chaylik on HaKadosh Baruch Hu." So he told me, "He'll show you. His card."
Yes.
And right away, he said to me, he says, "If there's anything to do with about courage, you just bring it to the gabbai's attention." That was his very, very quick sack. So the emphasis, I came in and I met the first fellow here. The first fellow said to me, "It's such a nice subject you're speaking about. By the way, I'm the Balkarian here in the Beis Medrash. But you should know, I have a mylan. Nobody ever corrects me because I lay so fast they can't catch me." After the next verse. Then a couple, I'm just waiting around. And tonight, I see the Achdis and another fellow comes over to me here in the Beis Medrash and he says, "Can I possibly serve you a plate of dinner?" And I said to him, "No, it's okay, no thanks." He says, "The truth is, I didn't really mean you, but I happen to be a Balkaira and I wanted to make sure to bribe you so you don't say anything negative about me." So listen, Kanai Nahara, we have such a Chashuv Ayom here. So that's Leah Nahara, why there's such a special theme here of Limud HaTorah, because there's so much Achdis with such a wonderful bit of humor. And it's really, really special. Well, why don't we sort of get into this very important subject? Because the truth is, when we talk about this subject, we're really weighing two very weighty issues. On one hand, we all want to be mekayim, the mitzvah of Kriyas HaTorah. And Kriyas HaTorah is something we want to get right. We want to get that very special mitzvah. And on the other hand, I've been to certain Bata Midrashim where I've seen when a Balkaira makes a mistake or a potential mistake, suddenly there is an attack from one corner of this Midrash. And the attack comes in a very strong way, and everybody starts to say, "How can you say something of that sort?" And then there's another end of the Midrash Midrash where they say, "Et gezot, segit, segit, segit," right? So the Balkaira suddenly up there gets caught in this situation where did he say the right thing? Did he say the wrong thing? So why don't we go through this halacha the way it should be? And once we go through this halacha, Ben Sashem, we can have a better understanding. So those of you that have a copy of what I've handed out, it's in Shulchan Aruch, I'm going to start with a few Ma'ar Mekoymas. The first is Simen Kuf Mem Beis. Simen Kuf Mem Beis, the tour tells us, Kosav Baal Hamanik. He quotes in the name of the Baal Hamanik, Im to hakoira oy hachazin, hamakra oy soy. If in the middle of Kriyas HaTorah, the koire, the one who's reading, or the chazin, makes a mistake, toiv shaloy lahagiyaloy al shigigoysa. fascinating lashon that the Torah brings from the Sefer Hamanik, and that is that if the Baal Korah makes a mistake, it's better that you don't correct him. Shalayla halben panav, not to embarrass another person. We know the Yisuf Malbim today Chaveri Berabim is Eilat Chelik Koyim Haba. The Rishonim struggle why Malbim Pnei Chaveri Berabim is not one of those mitzvahs that are in the category of Yarek Val Yavar, because it's like Shvichas Damim, and there's a big discussion in the Rishonim how we understand that. But the Sefer Hamanik says, when you're going into the Smedrash and the Baal Korah makes a mistake, and you're going to publicly correct him, you should know you are about to be over Malbim Pnei Chaveri Berabim, because you're going to embarrass that Baal Korah when you correct him. And therefore, if he makes a mistake, don't correct him. The FLP Shetoba Yotze Yude Kriya Kide Issa Bemedrash. We have a chiyuv to be Yotze Kriya Satora. So the Torah says, don't worry, even though you made a mistake, Yotze anyways. The Issa Bemedrash, because the Medrash tells us, Sheimkor Le Aharoin Haroin. So the Bakari here, did you ever make such a mistake while you were leaving quickly? Instead of Aharoin, you said Haroin.
Nobody ever corrected
me. Oh, they corrected you. We heard that already, right? Some say, aha, right? Okay, we'll speak about soon how severely you stress those letters. So if you went quickly and you said, instead of aharoy, you said haroy, you said haroy. And this is brought down in the Medrash. So there's a Sefer Hamanik, and that is the first source that the Torah brings. If the Baal Korah makes a mistake, don't correct him, because it is Malbim Pnei Chaveri Berabim. There's no greater case of Berabim than correcting the Baal Korah publicly. However, the Sefer Hamanik says, you have to be Yotze Kriyas HaTorah. He says, don't worry about it. If you said Haroin, he brings from a Medrash, the Yotze. And therefore, everything is totally fine. But Rambam Zal Kosab, the Torah brings that the Rambam tells us, Kara v'to'a afilo b'digdik ois achas. That's all the Baal Korah suddenly got very comfortable with that first Sefer Hamanik. You're not going to be corrected. You can skip a letter. It's okay. The Rambam says, even if you make a mistake, not just with a letter, b'digdik ois achas, with the digdik of a letter, Machzir Naisa, you make him go back. Achi Kraena Bidigdik. Now imagine, I mean, some of us don't even know how to pronounce the word digduk. How do you pronounce the word digduk with the proper digduk? Huh? Ah, you heard digduk, right? The yeshiva I went to didn't teach me properly how to say that, right? So the Rambam says that even if the digduk of the ice is off, you have to correct him too. Now just imagine the ramifications of this Rambam. You're going to have people that are going to make a mistake in a mil el or mil ra, right? Verachel ba'a or ba'a. What do you say?
Well, one time you have ba'a,
one time ba'a, and one time ba'a. Oh, excellent. Now I see why nobody corrects it. I say, Herod, what's the word? As a matter of fact, there are certain words in the Torah, by the way, that you can have a shvana and a shvanach that can, it can be the exact same word that can change the actual meaning of the word. What's that? Mishnasai, right? Or Mishnasai. One means learning, one means sleeping. Any difference between those two?
Some people
sometimes not. Yeah, Mishnasai, Mishnasai. Another very, very big difference, right?
But Tiru, you see, Tiru is clear.
Exactly. Tiru and Tiru is absolutely a very different word. So, and by the way, I'll show you an example. You know, I was actually hoping. Yeah, but we just spoke about that, right? Tiru and Tiru, it's the same thing. What's the word in the Torah? Ramses or Ramises? It's two places. And Devin Ezra says that they're two different places. And one place is Ramses, and one is Ramises, right? So they're two different places. So if you were to listen to the Baal Korah, and the Baal Korah, when he was supposed to say Ramises, said Ramses, should you be corrected? It would seem to be, according to the Rambam, you should be correcting it. So that's the very, very big machlokes that takes place. Okay. Now, what's fascinating is firstly, if you're a Sfardi, you generally follow the sheet of the Rambam. The Ashkenazim don't necessarily follow the sheet of the Rambam. Rav Avadi Yosef has a tshuva, where Rav Avadi Yosef speaks about a certain case. He says that the Sfardim follow the Rambam. As a matter of fact, he says that if the Baal Torah made a mistake in the Digduk, you should correct them. That's what the Rav Avadi Yosef says. So any of you, before you go, take a shteller in the Sfardish Shul, may want to think twice. We'll see soon what the Ramah says, and why is it that by us Ashkenazim, we're much more lenient, but let's get shortly to what the halacha actually is by the Ashkenazim. Now, why do the Ashkenazim have an attitude that's a bit more lenient? So I want to share with you two more very interesting sources in the couple of pages that you have. Skip over a page and go to where it says Sukim Ichsavim. The page that says Sukim Ichsavim, and that is written by none other than the Trumas Hadeshem. Now, by the way, the Trumas Hadeshem, it's worth noting that in the introduction to his Sefer, he writes that none of the stories that he has in there really happens. He actually writes in the introduction to the Sefer that he made up the questions. But obviously, he felt that this was a question that was worth speaking about. But it could be the Pesachim and Ksavim were real. He says, Va'asha Sha'altani, and regarding the question that you asked me, B'yishiv, regarding the following question, B'yishiv Sheyesh Sham Min, Ve'im Yodei Alikris B'Toyre Kehalokha. What should you do if you live in a town that is an apikiris, and there's nobody else that knows how to read the Torah properly? B'digduk ivatamim, or yesh kan hayedeya, or there's a person that knows, avalo lomad v'chaza leidelikrois, he didn't prepare to create the Torah properly. Nira da filo hacha yikari v'torah, k'may shikarim v'sibah, v'bracha kelchasa imafkirin b'navi. So the Trumas Hadeshem says, even if the Baal Torah didn't prepare, he should still have Kriya Satira appropriately. The Afo Pisha Kosav HaRambam Shem Ta HaKara B'Digdik Echad Machzirin Oysai Mash Mikzas Da Filo B'di Evet Lo Yotza HaKosav B'Torah Rechayim D'Rav Yo Palig Aho. So he says, the Rambam said that if you made a mistake in Digduk, you're not Yotza. But the Rav Yoh disagrees. The Kosav the Ein Lahachlimoy Lahachziroy Al Kach. It says you shouldn't embarrass him and make him lean over. Imai Sirayim Imedrish. He brings a proof of the Medrish. In Karla Aaron Haroin Yotza. The Oisay Medrish Maisi Nami Bahagoba Ashri in Perik Bameha Isha. Mashma Bepshitis. So the Trumas Hadeshin says, therefore the Psak is, the Beshas Hadchag Koyin Lekatchila Bederach Zeh. The Trumas Hadeshin says, what happens if you come to shul and nobody prepared Kriyas HaTorah? Even though there are some who disagree, by the way, and the Mishavura seems to be mashma that if nobody prepared Kriyas HaTorah and you're pretty much guaranteed that it won't be done properly, you should learn Kriyas HaTorah without a bracha that week. But the Trumas Hadeshin says, with the evidence, you should do it. Now the Trumas Hadeshin reports to us of the Seira that he saw by his own Rebbe. A story that took place that they made a mistake in the digdek hatamim. Vigam bepasach vekometz segel v'tzerei. Afal pi shegaari boy tzas. Very amazing. You're listening here to what the Trumas Hadeshin records. Even though they sort of gave the Valkyra a little bit of a rough time, the ari boy tzas. Mikol makom lehitzem mehem, but they didn't go and stop the kriya. There's somebody else that's capable of leaning, you should put that other person in. That's the story that the Trumas Hadeshin shares with us. What's fascinating is that in the actual Shulchan Aruch, you will have a machlokes between the Bais Yosef and between the Bach. The Beis Yosef goes according to the Rambam, where he says that if you make even a mild mistake, you would have to lean over. That's the opinion that the Beis Yosef takes. The Bach, on the other hand, takes the more lenient approach, the approach of the Rav Yoh, and the approach of the Trumas Hadeshin, that if the Baal Torah makes a mistake, you should not embarrass him publicly. And what I would like to do is, I would like to point you to the Beis Yosef. The Beis Yosef on the right side of the page, we actually quote the Medrash, and he gives us much more insight. So take a look at the Beis Yosef on the first page of the Maram Batoimus. On the first page, on the right side, the paragraph that starts, V'harambam. Kosav v'perik yudbeis mehilchas tefila. This is after he quotes the Sefer HaManik that says, don't correct him even though he makes a mistake. So he says, because we have goes maimon shenir lo haviraya v'yigasimim v'yishalmi, minayin letargim, v'ksiv v'yikori v'seifa v'toyres ha'alekim. What's the source that you lay in targim every week? So he says, because it says you read in the Sefer of Toyres ha'alekim, v'yikori v'seifa zeh mikra mefurish. Mikra mefurish zeh targim, V'sim seichel heim tamim, you should lay along with the trup. By the way, we'll get to this momentarily. You can make a mistake in trup that also will make a nafkamina in the definition of what you're reading. How is that? Esnafta is a stop. Sorry, right? And you can have a trup that are mishamish. Right, and a trup that's mishamish is supposed to lead you into the next part of the pasuk. So that can happen too. So then he continues and he says as follows. I'm just going to skip over a line. So he says as follows: V'kiven shedigdik echad yesh loy shorish gadol tzarech shlo yaniach hanot v'loy yonet hanach. Number one, the Beis Yosef cautions you, according to the Rambam, don't confuse a shvana and a shvanach. You shouldn't go and change the letters that you're supposed to enunciate with chazak or rafe, right? Atkan. So now the Beis Yosef says, what do I do? I have all these different opinions. I have the opinion of the Rambam, where the Rambam said that if you made a mistake, you have to lean over and you should correct him. I have the opinion of the Trumas Adeshen and other Rishonim that says you don't have to correct him. I have a Medrash that supposedly says that if you said Aroin and you accidentally dropped the Aleph and you said Haroin, you Yotza. How do I put all of this together? Answers the Beis Yosef. He says like this. He says, I have a raya from the Yishalmi in Megillah. Because the Yishalmi Megillah says, Ein medag b'kim b'ti yoseha. The Yishalmi says that when you lay the Megillah, if a person makes a mistake, you're not medagdic with a mistake in the Megillah. Imefarish, and there it's explained, kigoin bein Yehudim le-Yehudiyim. So the Yishalmi says that if you made a mistake between Yehudim with one yud, or Yehiduyim with two yuds, you don't have to lay over. Mashma dafke b'Megillah hikili, avol b'sefer Torah medagdikin. The Yosef comes along and he says, one second. I have this medrash. I have to make a decision how we paskin. If the Yishalmi comes along and says that if in Kriyas HaMegillah you made a mistake, we don't make you lean over, that would seem to tell us that in Kriyas HaTorah we do make you lean over. The Achakach Matzosi the Hedi because even the Yishalmi the Perik HaKoyres HaMegillah Oymid Tov Ben Tevel Teir Machsi Ben Oisei Atfilu Tov Ben Im Levim. So he says that at the end he found another Yishalmi that the Yosef says. And if you made a mistake between im and vim, what's the story? You have to lean over. So then if that's the case, we have a little problem here. What do we do with the famous medrash that said, aroin taharoin, you don't have to lean over. So the achronim are all struggling with this question, and there's two possible explanations as to what the Rambam was thinking. Either the Rambam was thinking that that is a private person that's leaning on his own, number one, and therefore, you don't have to correct every person that's leaning and makes a mistake. But in public, you do have to correct that person. That's one explanation. Or we have a Yishalmi and we have a Medrash. We're going to pass like a Yishalmi over the Medrash. And that is the opinion of the Rambam. You know, there's a beautiful tshuva in a sefer. The name of the sefer is Mishpatei Izil. Mishpatei Izil was written by this chief Sfadi rabbi. And the tshuva is written in 1947. And he actually has a story there, and that's why I sort of made note that the Ashkenazim and the Sfarim have sort of a different practice at how they approach this. He has a story where there was a person who got up in shul and leaned from Revi to Hamishi, and he made three mistakes in Dikdik and Truff. And there was another person in the crowd that was extremely disappointed. So it was a shul which had sort of the old minig that each person got to lay his own. And one person laid from Ravit to Chamishi, and then the Gabbah called over another person who was quite agitated to lay from Chamishi to Shishi. And when he got up, he started to lay back from Ravit. I have to read this shuv. It's an amazing shuv in the Mishpatei Zeal. And then there's an uproar in the Mishpatei where many people said, well, right, you have to do this. You're embarrassing another person. You can't do this. I read this story. It's so well written. You don't have it in the book right here, but it goes as follows. Yoreini Rabbeini, this is Mishpatei Zeal, in Eurachayim Simon Kufmem Beis, where I remember, but it's different if it's coming from a Spanish angle or from an Ashkenaz angle. I'll just read the question just to be, you know, the Oyl should appreciate how the story went down. It says, Be'inyin Ha'oyl L'Toyra, the story happens first of all, B'Shabbos B'Revi, Shabbos B'Aliyah B'Revi, B'Loikores Atamim B'Digdum, and he explains, what does it mean he didn't read it properly? The Haina Gimel Oydalid Pa'amim Lohibdol Bein Pashta La'Azla. Right? What's the difference between that's a serious Aveira, right? Pashta, right? And Azla, how's it go? A Pashta is a psik. And what? Azla is a mistake, right? Do we hear this? A very, very important bit of information we're all learning here. A pashta is at the end of the word and it stops the word. A azla is going to be in the beginning of the word, and that is always a connective word to the next word, which is extremely important. So he makes this step. By the way, whoever said tabla vaza, that's not what this is. It's a azla only, right? So you don't, he got confused between pashta and azla, or bein zarka la pashta, okay? Behine zesha olav achrav b'chamishi, the one who actually went up to chamishi, his chalachzer es revi mitchilosai, he says the Balter is the shtatek, he lost his marbles. Wow. And therefore, the guy is Oyler Ravi, and he's the Chamishi, and he starts to lean over from Ravi. V'rak acharei shevtziri boi mechashuvei hakol. So the chashuvei hakol begged him, chozaboy v'korav metchilis Chamishi. Abel ba'agmas nefesh mamash. It was a lot of heartache for him to give up leaning from Ravi to Chamishi, and he let go. Question that's posed, was that something embarrassing to do to another person? What do you think? If somebody with the next bakar would lay over your aliyah? Huh? Pretty embarrassing. The person that's Hamishi a big shot. Baratza Likra yes Ravi Mithilase, Haim Aim Bazahiros Allah Shloim Kaina. On Machakim, and they ask him this question is asked from a certain Bismarck. Why don't I go and approach the Halacha L'maisa, because the Halacha L'maisa is quite interesting. The Ramah, as I said, we follow as Ashkenazim, sort of meets some middle ground, and he ends up not like the Rambam, and sort of modifies the Sefer HaMalik, and he uses the Truma Sadeshi that we read to modify the opinion of the Sefer HaManik, what it actually is. Okay, so you take out in Shulchan Aruch Simon Kuf Mem Beis, you start off with the Mechaber, Korah V'Toh, Afilu B'Digdik Achas, Machzir and Oisai. So if you read even one mistake, you got to lay it over. Fine. Even Digdik, that's the opinion of the Mechaber, Rambam's opinion, exactly. It's the Rambam's opinion. Hagah, the remote says, V'chein din achaz na koira, V'davke shini shemishtana al yidei zeho inyan. So the remote actually finds some middle ground, and this is the way us Ashkenazim paskin, and the middle ground is that the mistake has to be a mistake that changes the definition. Okay? Aval im to'o b'niginas hatam, with the song, the nigin, oi b'nikit, or with the in the kudos, in Machzir and Oisai, Abel Goren boy, but you should scream at him anyway. That's what the Ramah says. Makes a mistake in something else. Now it seems to be Goren boy does not mean on the spot. Goren boy means you call him over, you give him Musa, and you say, why don't you do a better job at preparing the laning for next time? And actually, there are certain shuls that before the Bakari gets up, the Rav has the Bakari. Have you heard of such a minute?
No.
It's very, you have to be very, very sensitive when it comes to a bar mitzvah. You want to encourage that very, very much. But at the same time, you want to be exceptionally careful not to embarrass a bar mitzvah boy. And as a matter of fact, if the bar mitzvah boy does get up to late and there's a mistake, there should be a close group of people around the bima. They actually totally agree with the Rumi about that, who carefully listen and they're knowledgeable and they only correct. You know, it's I've seen somebody already correct the bar mitzvah boy between Mitzrayim and Mitzrayim. That's poor taste, right? You know the guy. You made that mistake. It's right. You imagine, it doesn't change definition. It's like Yidim. Gezuk, yes. Okay, now. The Mishabrura, on the other hand, Paskins, it's very interesting. The Mishabrura leans towards the Shita of the Mechaba. And the reason why the Mishabura leans towards the Shita of the Mechaba, that any definition in that changes, you have to lean over, is because the Magen Avraham also Paskins pretty Mechumradik in this discussion here. And he says like this. The Rama says, "V'hi adidim chisa oyhoisav oyza oys b'makim sheina inyan mishtana al yedei zeh." The same thing the Mishabura says. So, in case of the Aaron Haroin, right, with a patach without an aleph, oy mitzriim mitzriim. Okay, that's an example that the Mishabura gives that you do have to lay over because mitzriim and mitzriim are two different things. That's what he actually paskets. And that's a difference in the nikit that the definition will get changed. And we continue over here. Okay. Now how about yase or ye or se? That's a definite, right? Who knows? What are the two examples given in Pesach and Megillah that you definitely have to lay over? The Shabura gives us two examples. Neifel Nafel and Yoshev Yoshev, right? Okay, Matcha Yoshev Yoshev. Right? Those are the two things that you would have to. Actually, I'll just digress for a moment to just a great story. You know, I was sitting one year. No, the writer of all Rybelsky's Zachariah Lebracha's Svarim is here. I'm going to David Leibowitz. Givaldi. So another story you should record, the story that I witnessed. Next Sefer. Okay. It's a Peldiger story. I was in Rybelsky Zacharya Lebracha's house on a Purim night, and the phone is ringing off the hook. So he finally picks up the phone. He was sitting together with the teber from the class. It was a rub of a certain shul who came home, and he made a big boo-boo. So what's the big boo-boo? Listen to what he did. The Balkaira was laning. Now, there are certain shuls that have a minik. I don't know if I should say it's a minute. Let me go back up. There are certain shuls that do the following. When it comes to the Kriyas HaMegillah, they say, Liyah is Kahalish, Shoyrer, Soyrer, Bivei Soy, right? There are some shuls that do that. I didn't say it's a minute. Yeah, I've heard it in some shuls. Shoyrer, sir. Yeah, I've heard it. Rybelsky Zachariah Lebracha gave a shiur on Erev Purim that year. And at the shiur, he said that whoever does that is wrong. Why? Why is it wrong? Because there's a kri and there's a ksiv, and the kri is soirer, and we only follow the kri when there's a kri and a ksiv, if we're orthodox, right? If we're not from the karoyim, right? So therefore, what should you read? You should read Liyais Kalish, soirer. And he announced at that shiur that if you read differently, you're making a big mistake. The Rav listened to the shiur very intently, but some of them are not the best tummy. And the Balkaira gets up in his shul, and the Balkaira actually says like this, Leah is Kalish, Sairer, didn't say both, just said Sairer, and the Rav corrects him, Sairer, and he screams back, Sairer. But the Rav wasn't going to be outdone, because he heard a shiur from Rybelsky that it is Soire. I mean, he thought Soire, and he really thought Shire. So he kept on correcting him, Shire. So finally, the Balkaira gave up. He wasn't going to fight with the Rav, and he stopped and he says, Leon's call is Shire, Bibesai. And that's it. And they finished the Megillah. After the priest on Megillah, the Balkaira comes over to him and says, what happened? I said soirer, and you corrected me incorrectly to soirer. It wasn't a pilot for the third correction. What did you do to me? He says, no, I heard a shift from Rybelski that the proper way to do it is only to say one. He says, yeah, one. The one is soirer, not soirer. So what do you do? This is just wonderful. So he says, oh, Ray, I didn't hear the shift correctly. You see? And so he was the Rav, not the Talmud. So he didn't hear everything. So look, it was a big problem. So he realized that when everybody came home, that year, the whole shul was not Yotze Kriyas HaMegillah on Purim night. What's that? Yeah, but canceled it. Canceled, and he did the pasuk and everything. In any event, he got corrected to Shoyer, and he comes home, and he calls Rybelski. I was in his house Purim night, 10 o'clock at night, and the Rav says, I have a Shiloh Rebbe. Should I call every member of my shul to come back to shul to hear Kriyas HaMegillah? No? That's an aside for a Rav Dad. Should I do that or not? And Rybelski, Zecharin Lavrov, has said to him, no. No, don't. It's good. Leave it alone. So he hangs up the phone, and I look at my Rebbe, Zecharin Lavrov, and I say, no, a nickel for your thoughts. Right? I mean, it sounds wonderful, and serves much more a nickel, but what were you thinking? They laid the Megillah incorrectly. Why don't you tell everyone to come back to hear the Kriyas HaMegillah? So he said to me three reasons, and you see the godless of who Rebbe Zecharin Lavrov was. He says, number one, he says, I have three reasons why I held that he didn't have to lean over the Megillah. He says, firstly, sometimes you have two words that have the exact same definition that are different words, so it's really the same word. So Shira and Sira, even though they're two different words, they have totally the same definition, so an argument can be taken that is the same word. He says, but secondly, he said, I have two more reasons. So I thought he said, can you tell me the two more reasons? He says, because I'm not convinced that that's part of the Megillah. How's it possible that's not part of the Megillah? Because there's a machloikis in the Gemara from where you laid the Megillah. One man, the Amah says, you laid the Megillah from... What's that? Balai Lahi, right? And the other man, the Amah says, you go to Achadvar Ma'ela. So therefore, you have two opinions that say that that's not part of the Megillah anyways. He said, for me to make a whole Bas Medrash come back to Shul, to hear a Megillah, on a Chelik in a Megillah that may not be part of the Megillah, that I'm not prepared to do. Right? Godless of a Paisik and Chalitzel, an amazing story. What's that? I remember the three reasons. I remember two out of three right now. The third, by the time you publish the book.
The third
has
to do with the fact that it was being left in the middle of the same concept 9 months per day.
I don't think so. I don't think that was the third. Well, I have to be patient and marry
the third. Why did I correct you made me go back to
Pasuk. Yes. Pasuk. By the way, that gets quite complicated because. By the way, I don't want to caution you that when you make a person, he's a minig in Chalitza. There's an interesting minig, by the way, when you make the Malkayra reread the Pasik, that he should first finish the Pasik if the shame of Hashem is in that Pasik. However, you should be careful because sometimes in that Pasik is another shame of Hashem.
So what do you do?
Then you stop and you lean over. Then you don't continue because you're taking a risk by continuing. Let's continue here a bit, okay? We also learned that it is if there is a there's another very important halacha I want to share with you, Aaron, which this is not that known. Everybody always thinks about correcting the Torah. There are certain psukim in the Torah that you don't have to correct the Torah because if those psukim are not corrected, it's not the end of the world. Does anybody know which psukim those are? Sarasadiros? You're kidding. I want to tell you something. It's interesting you bring up Aseret HaDibros because you stand up when it comes to Aseret HaDibros?
No.
You do it on an Elsa. You want those with the herd mentality.
Huh?
You stand up by the shears, you stand up there too. I want to tell you something. By the way, it's very impressive, by the way, to do what everybody else does. No, but you still have to think why we're doing what everybody else does. We got to sort of go both ways. Let me share with you something interesting. There is a Rambam that brings down not to stand up by the Aseret HaDibros, the Rambam and the Tshuvas. The reason the Rambam says that is because one of the things, look, every single day, the siddur used to be a bit bigger. We took out two things. We took out the Parsha of Bilam that we used to read every day, and we also took out the Aseret HaDibros. The reason we took those two out is because if the Aseret HaDibros was in there, then people would think that's the most important part of the Torah, and they don't want that to happen. So based on that, many struggle with the minhag to stand up by Aseret HaDibros because you're taking one part of the Torah and making it more important, that you can't do something of that sort. So many shuls actually have a minhag that will stand up by the beginning of the Aliyah, so nobody will notice. Is that what you do here?
Yeah, yeah. That's what we do.
That's what you do here. So you stand up at the beginning of the Aliyah. What's that?
He's asking a great question.
He's asking, if that's the case, why don't you stand up all the Aliyahs? The answer is everybody's talking and nobody notices.
You should never stand up.
I hope that's not the answer. That should never be the answer. I want to tell you something. A person came over to me a couple of days ago and he slipped the sefer in my hands, and it was a pocket what I read. So he slipped the sefer, the Satmar Rebbe, in my hand. And the Satmar Rebbe writes in one place, he writes like this. He says, Hakul toli b'mazel b'afilu sefer Torah shebehechel. Everything is toli in mazel, even the sefer Torah in the hechel. The Satmar Rebbe said, I understand. It should say, Hakul toli b'mazel b'afilu sefer Torah shemoi tzir menahechel. It's not the sefer Torah that's in the hechel that had a mazel. It's the sefer Torah that was taken out of the hechel that has the mazel. The Satmar Rebbe says words that are pun leroy. He says that when they open the urn, suddenly all the Sefer Torahs are begging, please, I hope I'm the one that's going to be taken out to be lain from the tremendous mitzvah and the kedusha that's going to be transferred through me to have this beautiful schuz. And then after they take out the Sefer Torah, the Olam starts to shmooze and he says, oy leima oy sabisha. We talk about embarrassing the Bakira. He says, how embarrassing is it for the Sefer Torah? Chas v'shalom when people speak. And then the Sefer Torah says, oh, halavai, they would have left me in. I would have been one of the lucky ones that they wouldn't have taken out. So hakul toli b'mazel, b'afilu Sefer Torah shebehechel. In some shuls, the Sefer Torah that stays in the hechel is the one that's so excited that they didn't take him out. Everybody, so these words are
people doing it.
What's that?
It's the Sefer Torah and the mazel.
Everybody, so let's talk about another few very interesting questions, okay? No, I'll ask you another interesting question. If you go into a shul and you listen to a Balkar who's a Sfaradi and he reads the Sefer Torah with Havara Sfaradit, or to the contrary, if he reads the Sefer Torah, an Ashkenaz reads the Sefer Torah for a Sfaradi, Yoitzo or not, what would the Olam say? Huh? What's that?
He is.
Ramosha held the Yoitzo. But you should know that the Briskerov was not so confident that the Yoitzer. You know, there was an anical of Reb Chaim Briska that recorded that he leaned. Reb Chaim was a big Rambam person. So even though the Ramah is Michael, there's an anical of the Reb Chaim Briska quoted that he leaned Kriya Satayra in Brisk. Reb Chaim was on his right. And Reb Simcha Zisel Riga was on his left side. He was the Dayan of Brisk. And he said they corrected him even by Haftarah. On the digduk, no? You imagine? So that's how medactic they were when they went along with the sheet of the Rambam.
Reb Shlomo, the right digduk.
Correct.
So that would be an issue because the digduk, you know, the way they read words are a little different.
And the way they read the words is a bit different. It could be an issue. But Ramesha says Apple became that it's not an issue. I just want the Yom to know that if Shlomo Zalman writes in Alicha Shlomo that you should not correct a person from Mil El to Milra. That's what he writes. If Shlomo Zalman also says that if the Balkaira accidentally repeated a word, you should not correct him. And if Chaim Kalaji says that on a Shvonot to a Shvonoch, you shouldn't connect them. And the Eish Lavram, the B'chutcheruch, says that on a mapike to a hey rafa, you also shouldn't correct. So you have many.
Even when they change the meaning, like Isha and Isha.
The fact when they change the meaning, it's not so pashut, right? That would be more in general. When they change the meaning, it's not pashut anymore. Okay, Rabbi Sai, just another couple of thoughts. Something which is very interesting, there are certain balkaris in certain places that they get so passionate about the Kriya Satira that they lane in a way where they create their own letters that don't even exist. So there are some Valkyries that they get very passionate about ayin or an aleph, or which is even interesting because according to the Gemara by us, we don't have the proper differentiation between the aleph and the ayin.
Rabelsky
did. Yeah, the aleph and the ayin, he actually said differently, and actually that's what it actually says in the Gemara. Kari la'alf and ayin, that's what it actually says. But you have to be careful to follow your Kriya Satira in an exact way where the letters are meduktik. I'm going to conclude with a story. I'll just firstly conclude, you know, with the halacha l'mayis. Halacha l'mayis, I think we sort of got the concept that by us Ashkenazim, we follow the Ramah. And the Ramah basically says that you should only correct when there's a change in definition. In all those cases where there's no change in definition, you shouldn't correct. And the appropriate thing would seem to be that the Rav and the Gabbai should be next to the Bima, listen in well, and make those corrections. And if a correction has to be made, like what happens in Marshall generally, if somebody feels that the Valkyrie made a mistake, he'll usually come and whisper it into my ear. I could tell you that very often when people whisper things into my ear, they just heard it that way and it's not. So it's in most cases, it's better to keep the Bismedish in an orderly fashion and a Bekavadig fashion, and then things can work in a different way. What's that? Haftarah is interesting. Even though I shared that story, we don't know of sources that actually say that by Kriya Haftarah, you have to correct. As a matter of fact, many, according to the Arizal, everyone's supposed to lay the Haftarah themselves and not go to the Haftarah. That's why you notice in future places they don't have that separate clap because they don't want you to be specifically. Let me conclude with a nice story, and it's actually a story because you know I let Avrami off easy, you know, with the Gaboyim in the beginning. So it's just a story about Gaboyim and Aliyas, which actually is a story that I read a while back that I thought was quite interesting. So the story goes as follows: Regnitz and Eichitz was one time traveling before Yom Kippur. He ended up in Altoona for Yom Kippur, and he walks in Erev Yom Kippur into the shul, and he looks around and he's trying to figure out where is he going to be the most comfortable in the shul. And in one corner of the shul, he sees this gentleman with a long white beard, beautiful hadras panim, he was dressed beautifully. And he said, I don't think that's davening next to this person is going to give me a lot of the service. Why don't I daven next to him? So he goes closer to this person and he listens to him daven, and he davens so beautifully. And it writes in Eichitz writes that he was mostly in this era at the end of the davening, after he was misvada, he said, Al Chait by Erev Kippur by Mincha. And he says, Rabbeinu Shalom, he starts to say, Ofani b'chayoi, ha'chayme b'misasi, ha'reinu b'funecha k'chlima l'bisha chlima. And he listened to these words, penetrate his heart, how humble this person was. And he said, this is definitely where I'm going to stand. So he approached the Gavin and he said, can I possibly have a seat right next to this individual? And the Gavin said, sure, that's exactly where you're going to sit for Yom Kippur. And Yom Kippur night, the davening was beautiful. Shachris was a beautiful davening. And now comes Kriya Satira. And in the middle of Kriya Satira, Rav Yosef Leibowitz notices that when the Gabbai calls Shlishi, a certain individual, this person starts to get a bit agitated. Very, very unhappy that somebody else got Shlishi. And then the Gabbai continues and calls somebody else for Ravi. And he sees at this point, this person is trying to what did the Gabbai do wrong that this person is getting so upset? Finally, when it came to the Aliyah of Chamishi, they called up this person. Gabbai, you ever called somebody up for the wrong Aliyah? It ever happened? No? That may have happened, right? And Rabbi Yosef Leibowitz records that when they called this individual up for Chamishi, suddenly the person explodes and he unloads on the Gabbai. He says, what kind of chutzpah do you have? Shlishi, you give to this person who doesn't even come up to my ankles in learning. Ravi, you give to this person who's below my heel. And Chamishi, you give to me? What are you thinking? And he goes up and he's like, everybody's like, just totally shocked. He says, what's going on over here? By the Hapsaka, everybody's just approaches him and he says, excuse me, can I possibly ask you a question? I'm quite confused. I listened to you daven, and when you daven, it was so beautiful. I listened to you, the humility. What happened to that chlima when you had to deal with the gabbai and with the other people that got the aliyahs? So he says, nah, he says to the guys in Eibshitz, you don't understand. When I'm davening Shemoneh Esrei, I'm talking to the Rebbeinu Shloim. Klappe the Rebbeinu Shloim. Why? Because Moshe Rabbeinu said, not anymore. What does Avraham Avinu say? Avraham Avinu says, Avraham. It's the sound, the difference between Mo and Ofer Ve'efer. What's the big difference? Mo is nothing. The Gemara gives an example, like the light coming through a window, and Ofer Ve'efer is sand. You see the big difference? The Isaiah says, nah, you don't understand the Pshat. Avraham Avinu was talking to the Rebbeinu Shloim, Ofer Ve'efer. Moshe Rabbeinu was talking to Klal Yisrael. When you're talking to Klal Yisrael, to have that level of humility to be able to say the Nachni Mo, that's already a gabbos. I think it's a beautiful thought about Kriyas HaTorah, but it's also a beautiful thought how we need to approach this very weighty issue. We're balancing at the same time embarrassing another person and being Yotze Kriyas HaTorah. So if we want to be Yotze Kriyas HaTorah, the Baal Kairav does his best to prepare properly. At the same time, if it's a you have to learn the halachas, and if it's a mistake that's not necessary to correct, don't correct it. If it's a necessary mistake, correct it in a way with the Recher Daki Noyam, and then the true Kiddush Hashem would come out. Have a good night.